greetings from the Hill Country of Texas. This is J.D. Rose.
And I'm Sandra Phoenix.
We're inviting you to join us in our travels as we shine the spotlight on the best of Fredericksburg, Texas, and the surrounding Texas Hill Country with fun, engaging, interesting, and 100% authentic conversation.
Together, J.D. Rose and I, Sandra Phoenix, will visit the places and introduce you to the people that make Fredericksburg, Texas, and the surrounding small towns some of the most highly visited destinations in America.
All right, we've got another fun episode of the Fredericksburg, Texas podcast with J.D. Rose.
And Sandra Phoenix.
Going to be visiting with Alyssa here from Lockenvelder Barbecue Bar and Grill.
Hi.
Beautiful Fredericksburg, Texas. This is our first outdoor podcast,
it is.
Sandra.
It's a patio podcast.
I like it. Nice breeze blowing through here.
Yes, it's gorgeous.
Welcome to Fredericksburg. How did y'all end up getting the business here in town and moving to Fredericksburg and all that good stuff?
So we've been here for about 13 years. My mom and dad, they inherited a ranch out in Harper, of all places. But we
Longhorn country.
Yes, Longhorn country.
Meaning the high school, but...
sure, okay. Well, there are Longhorns out there, too.
Yeah, well, right, both the real deal and the
definitely
high school.
Definitely cattle country. We're originally from Fort Worth, so you didn't see too many cows and deer and all that stuff until we moved here. But we've been here for about 13 years, and this January, we purchased this place. It's always been my mom's dream to own a restaurant here in Fredericksburg. We owned a restaurant in Harper before this. We owned like a little burger shack. I don't know if probably our local people would probably know about it more than anything, but we really just always had dreams of moving out this way, and we're so fortunate to have been able to do that in January. Kind of hard in a pandemic, but hey, that's okay.
Well, this is what I give you. I mean, you know, I think, well, you opened when?
January 16th.
You opened January 16th. Come March 15th, boom.
Back to curbside and delivery, which was really, really hard. I mean, thankfully, we've had a lot of local support, and, you know, they've really held us up. That's why we do our Thursday night local appreciation night. They kept us afloat through all of it. We were very nervous that we weren't going to be able to survive that. Mm. But, you know, the local people, they really just surrounded us and held us up. And we really appreciate that
Fredericksburg showed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's a beautiful community to live in.
Right, right. It truly, truly is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is a story that I hear again and again and again.
Mm-hmm.
Is, you know, where everybody's sitting there and they just don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then... it's like, ding dong, get the door. You know, like, here's Fredericksburg. Here's everybody who cares about you. And luckily, I think it was a barbecue before, right, which helped. It was established. But then when you started in January and you went till March, then you really had time to connect with people and,
exactly,
you know, share with them your style and...
exactly. And we still do barbecue and we love it, but we also want to showcase so much more that what we do not just barbecue. We do burgers, we do French fries, loaded French fries, we do just about everything you can think of. And then on Thursdays, we try to showcase something completely different than barbecue. This past Thursday, we did a luau, which is absolutely amazing. My mom is actually Hawaiian, so we wanted to showcase that side of our family. We're German and Hawaiian. My dad is German because he's originally from this area. I mean, has long local ties to this area. And my mom, on the other hand, is Hawaiian. And so we wanted to showcase that we can do both German and Hawaiian. So it's a lot of fun. We do chicken fried steak. We do all sorts of different things on Thursday night. This Thursday, we're going to do a fajita night, which we're super excited about.
Yep, we'll see you then.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, my mom, she's a wonderful cook. So we're completely scratch kitchen. So we make everything homemade. And it's just our passion. We love it. We love being able to serve this community, and the best way we do it is by feeding everybody.
Right. Nothing like food to bring people to your door.
Exactly.
Food brings people together, I'm telling you. But so much more than just barbecue. Yes. I like that.
And, yes.
And live music, too, right? You have bring in some local and area talent.
We do. We love our local musicians. We've showcased a lot of different genres. We don't just do country here. We do a little bit of everything.
Might have to get my little rock band in here sometime.
There you go. Please do. We love it.
He's been aching for a gig. Could you, yes. It's going to happen.
We'll pay you to let us come play here.
I love it.
I'll pay
and,
you.
And serve a lot of alcohol, because the more people drink, the better we sound.
And we do have a full bar now, and we do showcase a lot of our new drinks that my sister, she comes from Orlando, Florida, so she's worked at a bunch of different big bars and locations, and so she's kind of our mixologist, and she makes all different types of drink. Like this past Thursday on our luau night, she made all these different Hawaiian drinks that made you want to go to the beach. I mean, it's amazing. Yeah. So we do that. And then our live music is just so much fun. We had this past week, we had this kid that had never played before at all. And we gave him his first shot,
cool.
Which is really fun. And he was great, so nervous, but really great. And we love that. And we're always looking for new bands. We're always looking for people that are local that want to, you know. We even do an open mic on Sunday. We do an open mic where if you want to just come out and play a little bit.
Pick and grin a little bit.
We do that too. And like I said, we don't really care the genre too much, as long as it's not like, you know, Five Finger Death Punch screamo music.
Are you enjoying your barbecue?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Yes, exactly.
Enjoy Marilyn Manson while you indulge in your barbecue.
Exactly.
And we have fun.
Well. Yes, right. It'll wake you up. But I mean, we do love any kind of genre that you want to bring in. We do get
That's
a lot
great.
Of people that do like James Taylor, and a lot of country, of course, too.
This a lot of area, Texas country.
A lot of this area.
Blues. There's a lot of blues in Fredericksburg,
which
too.
Which we love. Yeah. Ben Beckendorf has played with us a lot, and
he's a good friend of mine. I actually played drums for Ben Beckendorf back in the 90s.
Really?
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
We love
Big
him.
Big talent.
John Gamble is another one that's just really wonderful.
He's a phenomenal bass player, isn't he?
Oh, he's so good. That's his son, actually. Julian was the one that came and played for us.
Did his first gig? Oh, that's so cool.
And we loved it. It was so great. So we're always looking forward to that. I mean, and we're happy that we can be able to serve in that way, too, like getting local musicians out here and just be a part of the community. That's really what we want to bring to the table, is that we want to be a part of this community.
What I like is it sounds to me like you kind of bring the tourists and the locals together.
Yes,
and that's,
exactly.
You know, because we have people from far and wide, and in fact, we got listeners far and wide here on the podcast. But yeah, you just bring them all together, and that's a beautiful thing,
exactly.
And they all end up having a great time together.
Exactly. I mean, we're not here for just one group. We're here for everybody, and we love that. And the more that we can be a part of the community and also a part of the tourist group too, we love it. That's our deal. We really want to bring everybody together with good
that.
Food,
right.
with
I
great food.
Right, with great food. And so I do want to ask you, I mean, I just think that this is really part of your story, is it's your whole family, right?
Yes.
And we haven't really talked about it yet, but when you come to Lockenfelder, it's a family affair from the moment you walk in the door.
Exactly.
Right?
We're not just family owned, we're family ran.
Right.
So from the moment that you walk through our door, you're going to be greeted by my dad,
right.
who is our hostess for the mostest. He's amazing.
Go ahead and get their names in there too.
Yeah.
What's your dad's name?
My dad's name is Brian Cosper. So he's going to introduce himself as soon as you walk through that door, and he's going to take you to your table, and then you're going to be served either by myself or my sister, Kiani, who is absolutely amazing. She comes from Florida and has been doing this for 10 years now. She just loves it. And then my mom is the chef back there, who is coming up with all these crazy ideas. And my husband is there to help her execute it. So my husband's name is Matthew Reynolds, and my mom's name is Marie Cosper. But, you know, we're all family here, and we just absolutely love what we do.
And it shows just talking to
you.
Yeah,
she's just lighting up. Right?
Lighting up.
Right.
And passion is contagious.
Yes, it
truly is. We've talked about that in some past podcasts. this, right. but I can feel your passion and I
yeah.
love it.
Right. We, like I said, this was our dream. I mean, well, it's really my mom's dream, but we've all come together to make that happen for her.
Right.
Because it, when you have a dream like that, that has lasted for over 15 years, like it's just so wonderful to see it come through, you know, and to be a part of that and a part of her dream is just wonderful.
You know, I really wish people could see your face right now. You know, just the way you're lighting up, just talking about it. And it's so important. And I'll tell you, word is getting out. I was at Gathered in Good, right, not too long ago. And they were just like, oh, local night. And we go with our friends from Just Poppin', right? And then apparently you even made a special little, Mark got like a little special peach cobbler.
He loves our peach cobbler. We can't, anytime, okay, so on Thursdays, we always do a special dessert that's kind of off menu. We just, that's our way of kind of showcasing something. And he loves our peach cobbler so much, and he's made a friend out of my sister that she'll literally just go make him a peach cobbler. Because he doesn't want to try anything else.
Not just a slice. Here you go. Here's your cobbler. Full pie.
He doesn't want to try anything else. He likes our peach cobbler and our ribs and everything else. So we, whenever they come in, we always know. We're like,
some people
okay.
are kind of set in their ways like that. I love that.
So Binky and her husband, who own Just Poppin', and they are amazing. They come and support us every Thursday, just about, and Dawn does too. And we just really, that's one thing that's been so wonderful is that we've been able to kind of network with some of the other
make
business
friends.
Owners here. And it has been so wonderful to make friends with business owners that are kind of in the same boat as we are. And we're kind of all learning together how to navigate this new world that we're in.
Yes.
So it's been really great to kind of bounce ideas off of them and see what they're doing differently.
Don't you feel like really that's what COVID, that has been the, if there's a gift or a lining or whatever, is that all of us finally at least had a chance to stop and breathe and go, you know, even if it was like, oh, what now? Like, slight panic. We really dug deep, I think, and that
has been really the silver lining. I mean, if there is a silver lining of COVID, that has been one, is being able to kind of come together as a community and not be kind of against each other, but coming together and learning from each other what's the best way to attack this new world that we're in now. I mean,
hold hands without holding hands.
Exactly. Elbows. No. But I mean,
we are the world.
Oh no! Oh, God. Oh, no.
We are. But
you
that's kind of how
it.
Give the world a Coke. Remember the old Coca-Cola commercials?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that's what it is, and that's what we mentioned about Fredericksburg, and that's a beautiful part about living here. I've been blessed to be born and raised here, lived here all my life, but the community will step up, and the community is more than just community. It's family.
It is. It is. That's the truth.
We have definitely felt that here. I mean, the moment that we stepped into this role, we have just really been embraced, and we feel it, and it's been wonderful, and you know, we feel very blessed, even though we probably chose the worst time to open a restaurant. It's just been, we just feel really blessed to be able to do what we love and have the people, the true customers and the true loyal ones come in and really support us. And we appreciate them. And that's why we do what we do, because without them, we couldn't have this place. And, you know, we love that. Really do.
It's going to be part of your story, though, right? This is going to be the best success story ever.
We can make it through a pandemic, we can make it through anything.
That's right.
That's our thing.
That's true.
A test gives you a testament, right?
It
and
does.
You will.
I love that, Sandra.
Well, it's just so true, and you'll have a great story. And there, you know, I feel like there's just going to be like a maybe a not great time right in the, but then it's just going to explode with all of these stories of people who did exactly what you're talking about.
Yes. And I mean, and like you said, even with businesses that have been around for 30 plus years, they're struggling right now.
Right.
So,
sure.
I mean, it's not just us, but if we can make it through this, then you can make it through anything.
Right.
We'll be able to make it through anything.
Right.
So, you know, we're trying our absolute best for this community, and we want to be here for a long time. We love it. We love it. We love serving up barbecue. That's our thing.
Right.
So.
Right. Well, I'm encouraged by the you know, the people that are showing up now. I'm encouraged by the people that we see traveling here, mm-hmm. right? And I'm encouraged that they're doing the right thing. They're taking the right steps. They're just happy to be here.
Yes.
Right?
And we see that, too, with all... Even our customers from out of town, we're seeing that. Like, uh-huh. they're just so happy to kind of have a bit of normalcy.
Right.
And that's why we do, like, live music still. That's why we're not scaling back, really, because we really want people to feel that normalcy again. And I think people crave that.
We need that.
Oh. We need it.
We need it.
Yeah. I mean, even we do. We need it. We need that sense of normalcy back. I mean, it's been really rough. I mean, when we went to curbside and delivery, that was really hard on everybody. Right. I mean, not just us, but everybody.
Right.
Because it's not normal. It's not right. what we normally do. So
right.
I think people crave that normalcy. They crave that, you know, that feeling that there's a light at the end of the tunnel there.
Right,
so,
right.
I mean, that's what we're trying here. We're trying to do that. We're trying to bring that little bit of normalcy back one barbecue sandwich at a time.
Yeah, there you go. You know, that's perfect.
I used to say that back in my radio days at back in the K-Fan days, we're changing the world one song at a time. I love your brisket sandwich. One sandwich at a time.
One sandwich at a time.
Yes.
No kidding.
Lockenvelder Barbecue Barn Grill. What does Lockenvelder mean?
So Lockenvelder, that is a really great question. We get it all the time. So Lockenvelder in Polish and East German, mean black to white. So have you ever seen those Oreo looking cows?
Yes.
In English, they are a belted Galloway, but in German and Polish, they are a Lockenvelder.
Lockenvelder.
So I can remember it now.
Yeah.
Because I'm always going, what are those Oreo cows called again?
Yes. So
right?
It's actually just a coat figuration on animals. There's a Lockenvelder chicken, there's a Lockenvelder pig, and a Lockenvelder lamb even, and a Lockenvelder cow. And I hate to say it, but we're barbecue, and that just worked perfect.
It does work perfect.
Yeah.
Lockenvelder.
We just love that. So we love those. We've always loved those type of cows, and we see them because we actually have some right by our house, and we've always seen them, and we're like, what are those? So,
yeah, exactly.
And then we got this place, and it worked perfect.
You know, can I just, because the one time that I've had the opportunity, well, I've been mm-hmm. here a couple times, but mm-hmm. on local night,
mm-hmm.
right? Was so amazing. And so you switch up that menu every week, right?
Every week, yes.
Okay.
We do something different. Every Thursday, that's from 4 to 8, we take our normal menu and we set it aside and we do something completely different. Like I said, this week we're going to do a fiesta week where we do fajitas and we give you all the fixings, everything. And we usually do a 20% discount. Followers on social media. So we always encourage you to follow us there so you can see what our menu is going to be for the week. We normally post it on either Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday before Thursday, and you can decide if you want to come in or, you know, whatever you like. And we do a limited barbecue menu for people that don't want
right.
what we're serving. But right. we normally say definitely get the special because it's always something really good.
Right. I think Susan had chicken parmesan,
yes.
you know, and what was that? What was that dessert?
Oh,
what do you remember? It was like chocolate heaven.
Yes. So my sister made a chocolate lasagna that night.
Oh, that sounds good.
So let me tell you.
So every Thursday we do a different dessert. Like this week we're going to do a tres leche cake, which we're super excited about. Last week we did an apple crumble that was absolutely amazing. So, I mean, we just do something different to kind of showcase that we're more than just barbecue. We do a lot of catering. So if you want something different than barbecue for your event, we can do it.
Right.
Nice.
So
that's
like
nice
in October, we have a wedding and they don't want barbecue. They want fajitas. So we're going to showcase that we can do fajitas this week so
Super.
That they can give it a shot. And so we just always want people to know that we can do brisket, we can do sausage, we can do that all. We can do anything you want, but we can also do, you know, chicken parmesan if you want it, or we can do, you know, anything.
Strawberry shortcake,
exactly.
Right?
Which we did have that for July 4th.
Yeah, your mom was saying that. So
yes.
Lochinvelder. Well, can you get us your website and all your social media info? Right. That way, when people want to visit Fredericksburg, they can come see you.
Yes. Well, and the locals will get their discount.
And the locals,
yeah. Right? Exactly. So we always send out a local discount code. If you message us or comment on any of our social media, we'll just go ahead and send that to you.
Put the phone down, JD.
But normally, if you come in, we always try to give it to you if you come in that night, because we really appreciate anybody that comes in on Thursday. Sure. So our Facebook page is Lochinvelder BBQ. So it's LAKENVELDER BBQ at Facebook.com. Same for Instagram as well. And then our website is www.lochinvelderbbq.com. So
perfect.
Try to make it easy across the board.
Right. What about your physical address and phone number?
Our physical address is 116 North Crockett Street here in the lovely, beautiful Fredericksburg. And then our phone number is 830-307-9617.
Real close to City Hall. Just pretty much catty corner. Is that the right?
Right. We always say we're right across the street from the fire station.
There you go.
There you go.
The fire station.
Yeah. And if you miss the fire station, you have no business being out. Like, you know, just go home and start again.
Was there anything you want to add before we wrap up the podcast? Thank you for having us out here. It's beautiful out here on the patio. So it's a beautiful day. And
you know, just I want to thank y'all so much. I mean, the Best of Fredericksburg has been wonderful. I mean, we've really, really feel so connected to this place and to y'all. So I just want to say thank you from the bottom of our heart and our whole family. So we're just really excited to be here as well.
Thanks, Alyssa. Appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
And that's been our podcast for today. Thank you all for joining us. We'll have many more episodes, right, Sandra?
Yes. I'm already looking forward to the next one, but I've had the best time today.
Let's eat.
Thank you for joining J.D. Rose and I as we go out and meet the people who make our Texas Hill Country community a great place to visit and to live in.
Hopefully you've laughed a little, learned something new, and discovered somewhere you might not have found on your own in Fredericksburg, Texas, and the surrounding small Texas towns.
We know we've enjoyed introducing you to the most interesting people and phenomenal places we could find, and we thank you again for stopping by.
Sandra and I are already looking forward to our next adventure with you.